FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I've not done the poll yet.
I noticed.
I looked for it.
I looked for it because I missed the live game. The first one of the season. Yes, everyone, I missed it. But you didn't do the poll.
I didn't do the poll.
I'm getting disappointed because I'm starting to feel like you don't want to do the poll. And let me tell you this, Ben, I had an idea today.
About another poll?
If you don't do the poll this week...
You're going to change the desktop anyway.
I'm going to choose it for you. And I've already chosen which picture it's going to be.
But that's not going around me. That's not punishing me. That's punishing the listener, Mav.
Why is it punishing?
Because you're denying them the chance of a poll.
What? No, you're doing that. You're the one that's denying them stuff.
Welcome to the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. This is Saturday and there's no football on a Saturday today.
How's that?
There's no football.
Oh.
We're recording this on Thursday.
That means that no one's listening, Ben.
Therefore, we don't know the result from Friday night's boom, banger, bang fixture between FC United and Manchester and Stockport County. But I'm pretty sure, Marv, football was the winner.
That's a confident prediction, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how have we been playing so far this year?
Tepid.
So you're still confident that football was the winner, even though it's, as your admission, tepid.
I don't actually know if that's insulting or not. It's been all right. That's tepid, isn't it?
It's a lot like this show. It's all right. Lay a whisper on my pillow. Leave the winter. Touch me now. I close my eyes and dream away. It must have been love, but it's over now. It must have been good, but I lost it somehow. You're listening to the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Where are you?
Yay.
What?
I'm a bit... worried. Are you all right?
What's wrong?
Well, you're the one going on about... Have you fallen
it's
out of
It's a classic
love?
Roxette song, Ben. I'm just riffing from Roxette. These aren't my feelings.
Oh, I thought they were
these
your
These are feelings.
Feelings.
No, these are the emotions of
some
strange Swedish
woman. I thought you
Swedish
were channeling that weird Swedish woman.
No. I mean, I didn't
To
really
try and get, convey a message that you wanted either. To get out there for all the listeners.
I mean, I would like someone to touch me now. Well, not just now. Not now.
No, not now, because it's on
in But at some
here.
Point in the next... Oh, I don't know, half year would be fine, considering my current rate.
Do you want me to put out a plea?
I want you to give out the contact details.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk or, of course, through Twitter at fcumradio. Or you could text us 0161 850 1878.
What? Are we going back a few years?
We've got a text number now.
Oh, it's back up and running. 0161 850 1878, is that right?
Yeah,
850 1878. 850
1878. Don't ring it. You just get a weird answer phone message saying, welcome to Desk 7. Don't know where Desk 7 is.
You say weird. I say exciting. I ring that twice a day. Just. I'm going to show you, by the way, how this is done. Or you can get in touch. Email Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk. Or, of course, you can tweet the show at FCUMRAD. So close! So close! Ben, that was so close!
But he's not wrong, listener. This is the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio with Ben and Marv here on FCUM Radio. The home of Ben and Marv here on FCUM Radio. That's FCM Radio with Ben and Marv.
Shindy!
Shindy Breakfast Show. What an opener.
So
what?
We should say...
Right, let's get some introductions done.
So the Olympics is on, and because is of it? That, we've brought in some scriptwriters to keep abreast of what's going on.
Don't say
so
the word
many...
breast, Ben. Don't say the word breast.
There's so many events, there's so much going on with the telly, we've decided that we needed two people to watch the telly while we're not able to watch the telly.
Ben, we could refer to them to being as our live reporters in Rio. People
but
wouldn't know.
They're not, they're just in the next room.
Yeah, but this is the magic of radio, isn't it? People can't see, so they would just... assume that they're nowhere near a microphone in Rio.
Do they have a microphone?
If we go quiet, we can hear the sound of the Olympics in the background, live from Rio right now with our reporters over there. Hello, guys.
Hello.
See, they're there in the background, live at the Rio Olympics.
See, Harry sounded more convincing. Harry actually did sound
Matt
like
oddly
he was
didn't
there.
Sound like a normal human being at all. It was like a made-up voice that I do on the show. People think, yeah, okay, there was a Welsh guy there, and then some weird Cockney voice. All right. Basically the same. Hi, Matt. Thanks for being here. So, fellas, what's happening in the Olympics at the moment? What are you watching?
Leaping and jumping about.
And who's winning the leaping and jumping about?
A woman.
Great. So, I mean, that's a success for women. You know, often they're giving it all this about, oh, we don't get paid the same as men. Oh, we're not respected in society enough. You know, but there's a woman winning at the Olympics now. So we've come on as a society, you'd probably say.
What event?
Satire and sarcasm, just to make that very
clear.
Yeah,
we are genuinely
supportive of
women.
Despite
votes for women as
how
well.
Much they earn.
We support
what they look like.
Women's rights to the vote.
Oh, I support more than women's rights to just the vote. The votes are given. I support women's rights to read if they want to.
Get educated.
Yeah, that's fine. Earn their own living, regardless of their choice. You know, men do bad things too.
Mm.
And if women chose to do bad things and earn a living, I'm all right with that, because I think it's an equal society. Women terrorists, still a no.
You're listening to the Shindy Breakfast Show, and it's now time for our first song.
Well, I don't know. Is it time for that, Ben?
Yes.
Because we've got a lot to get through today. I've got a lot of Olympics to talk about.
Oh, do you want to just go into...
Because I've been watching the Olympics a lot.
Shall we go...
And we're going to do the media review at the end of the show now.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do the buffet early.
Yes.
So I was thinking, bit of a chat.
Yeah.
Bit of a chat, get people in. Tell you what, I'll play a song, then we'll do a bit of a chat. Yeah? Get people warmed in nicely. Then your buffet. Here's the new format. Then your buffet. Then, Ben... Community guide straight in before the hour.
Are you introducing your new character, Geordie Joe, or whatever her name
Geordie
is?
Geordie Joe. Yeah. I've decided since our conversation to change it from Geordie Jody to Geordie Joe. You're
Geordie
right.
Geordie Joe.
Because I'd prefer to do a guy's voice, as is clear.
No, it's short for Jody.
So I still have to do the woman?
Yeah.
That is going to be offensive to everybody. But
All right, do a Geordie... What do you mean, do a Geordie man? Anyway, he's here, isn't
he? He is here, you're right.
Good.
I mean, I don't know what I'm suggesting, Ben, you're right, because my new comedy character is, of course, a new friend that I've met this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the train back from York.
Oh. Yeah, so close. Both with a Y, oddly enough. That's the interesting thing about that. Right, so let's play a song, and then we're going to come back with that pre-aforementioned agenda. AOB, of course, coming at the hour and a half mark.
AOB?
Any other business, Ben. Any other business.
Right, let's get into it, man.
All right, I know we're flirting around, and we're having a nice time, but... Something needs to be talked about, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the new Star Trek film.
Where's
so,
the Khan music?
No. We're beyond that point. So, very excitingly, recently the new Star Trek film, Star Trek Beyond, was released. And Ben went to see it a few weeks ago and really enjoyed it and said it was his favourite of the three so far. And that got me really excited about it and potentially overexcited, because this was then backed up by a series of people that said they thought it was brilliant. So I got myself very much in the frame of mind that I was going to be watching.
So more people said it was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I admit, a sole voice in this.
Yes, you are.
All right? Except for my dad, who thoroughly agrees with me.
So everyone says it's great, apart from a Cockney mathematician.
And his son.
And his son.
Yeah, yeah.
Who isn't a doctor of anything.
No. You're a doctor of bull... But, so I went to see the new Star Trek film last week. And was just really disappointed. And I'm not saying it's the worst film that's ever been made or that, and I recognise the fact that I was overexcited. I think I'd built it up to probably be watching the best film I'd ever seen in my entire life. But that being said, I don't think it's a spot on the first two films. I really don't.
Mav, I said this to you off air.
Yeah.
But you're the kind of person...
Brilliant.
Right?
We're not going to have a grown-up conversation about this, Ben. I'll move on.
You liked The Wire Series 1, and then as soon as they went to the docks, you go... Oh, I don't like this.
Right, that argument does not stand with me because I'm not that kind of person, because I really enjoyed Series 2 of The Wire. So I can't be that kind of person. You can use a different analogy, but that one doesn't apply. You're the kind of person that doesn't like bread on their butter. What? That doesn't make sense, Marv. You mean butter and a bread. Thank you, Marv. You're right. But I do like butter on my bread and bread on my butter. So the theory doesn't apply either way you say it. Good point, Marv. You're right. Star Trek's not very good.
The first two Star Treks, right, yeah, are appropriate Star Treks for this day and age.
They were
lively.
Yeah.
Right? They were exciting.
Yeah.
They were flashy.
They had a story.
They had
story, twists in the plot,
but
they had exciting, interesting dialogue.
But
they had comedy.
Whoa!
All of these things the last film didn't have.
Whoa,
right, let me list my problems with it. Let me tell you what my issues are with it. Right, first of all,
we need to put it in context before you go on to the issues with the film.
I don't think there's
a reason why this is the best Star Trek film out of the modern three ones.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think this is putting it in context. Star Trek, this is just stopping me giving my argument.
The first two Star Trek films, the new ones, are more closer to like an action film than a Star Trek film. Star Trek films were
never... That was the third one. The third one was more like Transformers than the other two.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't see what was going on in any of the action sequences. When the ships were being attacked, it was just lots of flashy dark stuff.
No, there's a bit of that.
What happened to Kirk?
What do you mean, what happened to Kirk?
At the start of the film, after just 3 years as a Starship Enterprise captain, he's going, you know what, I might give it up. I might be an ambassador. Fair enough. Okay, here's an interesting twist of the plot. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to reference it at all for the rest of the film, and at the end just decide that I was wrong at the beginning. Oh, that was a valid point to the entire story, wasn't it?
Are you joking?
Peg wasn't good. The best thing about it was Carl Urban. But he was given a really poor script to work with. All the way through. What? Why... This woman turns up from somewhere and says, oh, my ship's been, all the crew have been killed and blah, blah.
Yes.
I need help. And they go, okay. What the hell? Where's the conversation about, hang on, can we trust this person? It was like that all the way through. At the end, or toward the end, when they were all escaping off the planet and Spock said, I can't go until I've gone and got Uhura. Oh, yeah, God, go and get Uhura. He was running through the forest to get Uhura and she ran up to him. They went, oh. Hello.
That's not what happened.
Come on, let's go. That's exactly what happened.
Marv.
It was mental.
Marv.
Where is the story
Marv.
Here? It was awful.
Marv.
The best bit of the film should have been the Beastie Boys bit. And it probably was the best bit of the film. But it was
I think the very fact.
I think you're going to watch this again in the future and unfortunately go, oh.
Can I talk?
Oh, Marv was right.
Can I talk?
In a second. You're going to go, oh, that's a shame. I've realised now, 3 years later, now it's available on terrestrial television. That Marv was right.
The fact that you say the Beastie Boys bit is the best bit of the film demonstrates where you're coming from with your why this film is actually the best Star Trek film since Star Trek VI.
I mean, it's the best Star Trek film since the last Star Trek film. I'll give it that.
No, it's the best one since Star Trek VI.
It's the best Star Trek film I've seen in the last 6 months.
It's way better than any of the Next Generation films, and it's better than the two new ones.
I'm not comparing it to the Next Generation films. I'm not playing that game.
It's not as good as Star Trek VI,
I mean,
but it's nearly as good as Star Trek VI.
Amazingly.
And that's why it's a good Star Trek film.
Amazingly, Ben, it's not as good as the opening 20 minutes of Star Trek 1. Remember that?
It's got all the bits. It's got all the bits you want in a Star Trek film, in a new Star Trek film. All the exciting bits that keeps people eating popcorn who don't care about any of the stories and stuff like
that.
It's got all that. It's got all the action sequences and stuff, and it's got all the stories in there. It's got the bit with Spock having doubt about whether he should stay in Starfleet.
Which led to nowhere. It didn't go anywhere.
It was a nice moment.
Anyway, we need to go back to Rio for a moment, please, just to say what...
I want
to
mention the nice moment.
We'll come back to this in just 30 seconds, all right? We're just going to cut to Rio. What's happening there, Rio?
We've just got to go to the outside studio.
You're going to go to the outside studio?
Yeah.
All right. Who's winning at Rio?
One of the women.
One of the women's still winning. Right. Nice to see you guys. Thanks for being in Rio. Yeah. And I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Safe journey back to the hotel.
With the cycling.
In Rio.
Yeah. Get back safe, because it is dangerous out there. Watch out for that green pool.
Yes.
More on that later in the show. Back to the argument about Star Trek.
Marv, you're just wrong, because there's story arcs developing here. They've already started in the first film, right?
Yeah.
We've got to this stage where both of them, they're still young people, and they're both going, maybe this isn't for me, maybe I should do something different. That's good, because what it's setting up now is a series of new films, and that's the whole point of Star Trek films. It's a trek. You're going on a journey with people, and that's the whole point.
I don't have to like all the parts of the journey.
You've done this weird... Baptism of Fire film, right? Then you've done this strange, angry film, right? And now you've got this, oh, maybe this isn't for me film. The next film, Star Trek 4...
You get the whales in.
No, the next
film... If they don't get whales in the next film, I'm walking out.
The next film, apparently, Kirk meets his father.
Wow.
So you can see we're getting a story arc developing. The reason why I think this is a good film is because it sets Star Trek back up as a Star Trek film. What it was before was a bit like Star Wars, if I'm being honest.
No, I know what you're saying. And the old Star Trek way was to do two good films, one bad film, two good films, one bad film.
Exactly.
So I see what you're saying there. So it's a bad film in that respect.
No.
I can't believe I just got you to agree with me.
That's not what I was
saying. That was unbelievable. You said the word exactly.
They've made three.
Put that bit in the podcast.
They've made three good films.
Right.
Right. Now we're set up for a film every 2 years, and that's good.
Don't get me wrong, I'm looking
forward to... Because the worst thing about the original Star Trek series or films was every time they came back, they looked older, and I mean really older, right? Here, we can see them developing. Captain Kirk, in this one, started to look a bit like a captain.
Yeah.
And that's good.
That's a good thing,
that's
sure.
That's good.
I just don't think they did enough with the story. I think it was
They did more than enough with the story. I think the only criticism you can have of that film is the villain was a bit weak. Everything else was great.
It was weird that
everything else was great. Obviously the Enterprise crashing again is a bit samey, but I think it needed to crash because they needed to be trapped on the planet, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't mind
but
that.
But the villain's motives were a bit nonsensical.
I think
I'm hoping
it also just felt to me like they did much better in the first two. With the banter between all the characters. I just felt like whenever it came in this time, it just felt forced.
Here's why I think you're wrong. I think in the original two films...
I don't have to be wrong. We can just have different opinions.
In the two films... No, I'm going to tell you why. The two films that have gone before, right? All the characters...
Like arguing with a monkey.
All the characters, right? All they did was just ham up the original characteristics of the original actors who played.
Well, that was
parts.
Better than this. I'd rather
this
watch hamming up than opposed to
this
real
one,
thing. Then.
In this one, apart from McCoy, in this one, all of them are pretty much starting to play their own version of that role.
No, I
rather
don't go
than
with
hamming
that.
It up.
I just
it's
think
true.
The script wasn't as good.
No, the script was belting. It was a much better script. It was more solid than the other two films.
No.
The other two films didn't have a script.
I think you're going to watch it in 5 years' time. We'll have another discussion. Still on the radio. Still not doing this game, getting paid
just
for it.
Just the villain was the bad thing about this film. And I could live with it.
What didn't you like about the villain?
I don't think his motive was strong enough.
Oh, so the story
to
wasn't
be that
good.
Evil. Yeah. No, the backstory to him wasn't that good. Yeah. It wasn't that convincing.
Story wasn't good enough.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from that.
No.
That's what I'm taking from it.
I like the fact that all the characters had their own role to play. It wasn't just a Spock Kirk thing. McCoy had a better role because remember the original Star Trek films, it was those three. It wasn't Uhura, it was McCoy, Spock and Kirk. And this film was the first one that did that out of the three. And it's also the first film that it just went somewhere. The story went somewhere. And now it's springboarded the I don't want to say franchise, but the film...
You're going to have to say it.
Yeah, it's springboarded the franchise into what it should be, which is this crew going on missions, and that's what it should be about.
We'll have to agree to disagree, unfortunately, Ben. We've been speaking about this for 20 minutes now, so we're going to move the show along. Let's talk about something else.
Green pools?
Green pools. What's your theory? Share it with us.
I haven't got a theory. I watched the original, the one where Tom Daly and
it was blue.
And the other guy who didn't appear in any pictures or media news about winning a medal as well.
I know, poor lad.
Yeah.
I can't even remember
Tom
his name.
Tom Daly and Tom Daly's mate.
I genuinely can't even remember his name.
Jasmine. Something like Jasmine.
I can remember the two that won the gold. Leia and Mears. Laffer and Mears.
And Tom Daly.
And Tom Daly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
didn't even win a gold, Tom.
No. So I watched that night and then watched it again and the pool's green. And the only thing I could think of is that because they were in a rush to finish it, the pool obviously was meant to have a big roof over it, but they ran out of money, so they just had to have stands.
Yeah.
I think they finished the pool in a rush and didn't spray it down before filling it with water.
Well... Interestingly, the only kind of sensible theory I feel like I've heard in the entire thing so far was that it's green ink running off the advertising boards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that dangerous?
Well, apparently not. They've tested the water and all that kind of stuff. But it's been an interesting Olympics so far, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's not been the smoothest of Olympics.
It's been very rough and redder.
Hasn't it?
It's been like FCM Radio's organised it.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
That's exactly what I thought. We can't do the canoeing for 2 days, 3 days so far because it's very rough. I don't know. It's not
rowing,
the canoeing, it's the rowing. I think they should just send them out Just
well, they did, and the Serbians capsized.
Whoever goes, whoever wins this, just best of luck to you. Go for it, everyone. I still don't understand judo. I've watched so much judo, and whenever they show the clips of it and they explain it, I love it because you get to see people actually throwing people and stuff like that. Any actual bout that I've watched of judo, it just seems they do that thing where they stand there and they wrestle a little bit, and then one of them falls to the ground and the other one stands up, and it's no one scored a point, and it's 3 minutes of that. It's like, oh, come on, someone, pick them up and throw them. That's what I'm expecting with judo.
That's ultimate fighting, isn't
it? I know,
it?
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I just feel like judo's a bit of a letdown. I'm sorry to anyone that does judo, but...
Fencing?
Fencing happens too quickly for me. I can't really get enough joy out of
and
it.
And the shooting is the most unwatchable bit of sport, if you can call it sport. It's just darts with a gun, right? It's the most unwatchable sport.
All it's you just see... darts with a gun. It's... That's quite an extreme comparison.
I've enjoyed the rugby sevens. I was surprised with how good that
enjoyed
is.
Enjoyed the hockey again. Always enjoy the hockey.
I don't
every
like
Olympics.
The hockey.
Do you not?
I don't. I can't stand
it. It's been
it.
Quite good.
The kayaking was good. And that's about it, really. The gymnastics has been good.
Up Michael until, Phelps coming back and winning more golds. That's pretty unbelievable.
Unfortunately, I've got to say this. The gymnastics without Matt Baker... is impossible to watch.
I mean, he does add a lot.
He does add a hell of a lot.
And while we're talking about commentators, let's also give a shout out for the divings. Leon?
Yeah, the guy from Splash.
Is he from Splash?
Yes.
I should have watched Splash then. He is brilliant. He gets right into it. And I love they've got commentators everywhere. So when they went to the shooting the other day, they went, and our commentator is Ken Hattersley. And he shot them both. And he shot them both. And he's won the bronze. I love they just got these part-time commentators from nowhere, just enthusiasts about the sport, just out in Rio, waiting for that moment that Claire passes the mic to me. Come on, Baldwin. Come on, pass to me. I'm right here. We're going to have a bronze medal.
The good news is that here on FCM Radio, well, I'm personally a fan of Matt Chapman. Always
great.
Have been, right?
Great, great, great.
And
him and Baldwin are doing a great job.
Laura, though, wasn't too keen on Matt Chapman.
Really?
Right? I said, oh, he's from Rochdale. He's good. He sent us a tweet.
Yeah,
during
did,
the FSF Awards and went, yeah, I hope you win. I was like, yeah, great, right? But now he's been on telly a bit. He's lowest starting to warm to him.
Really?
He's natural, isn't he? He's
yeah, it's great.
He makes mistakes and he covers them up well. He's not...
Like, him and Baldwin are genuinely forming a great duo.
Yeah.
They're really easy to watch. They get on very well together, clearly. Yeah, and they're kind of embracing the mistakes that are being made around them in a live environment, which is the only way to do it.
Yeah.
That's where ITV have gone wrong for years, trying to be too flashy with it. Just embrace it. It's madness. But yeah, all in all, it's been very watchable. It's just not been a kind of great Olympics yet.
No, it's not been a great Olympics at all. I think that only comes when you get into the proper stadium.
I know what you mean, but I
it's been too messy.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Anything else before we move on to the Buffy Mouth?
I also watched the new Independence Day.
Oh.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Right.
It's just as good as the first one.
Right. So Star Trek Beyond is rubbish.
Yeah.
Independence Day 2 is good.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
It's not as good as the first one. It genuinely isn't.
I know it's not. But it's, you know, I'm expecting that to be rubbish, and it was brilliant, right? Star Trek Beyond, I was expecting to be amazing, and it was therefore rubbish, right? This is the weird way I approach films. I also watched... Deadpool this week.
How's Deadpool?
It's very funny, actually. Ryan Reynolds does a cracking job, and they've put a pretty decent story together there. They do kind of draw in X-Men a little bit, but it's two X-Men I've certainly never heard of. Who are these guys? He goes to the mansion, and some people open the door. Well, who are these guys? Couldn't afford Hugh Jackman. What else did I watch? I finally finished watching Line of Duty, Ben. Series 3.
Huh.
Basically, I woke up on a Saturday and thought, I've never just Googled the phrase Line of Duty Series 3 free stream online. And I found something. And I watched the first episode about 10 o'clock in the morning and did not leave the flat.
Did you see this first series?
I've seen it all now.
You've seen it all?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, wasn't it?
I remember because we talked about this at the time and you were saying there probably can't be a much more to go here because otherwise it's getting a bit ridiculous because everyone's going to know.
But then they did open it up at the end and it was like, there you go. That's how you're going to get your fourth series.
Cracking. I mean, And yeah, I know I said to you how much I was enjoying the interviews, and you said, well, basically the last series is just one long interview. The last episode, it's effectively like about 35 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just such great drama. It's really good.
And when you get to that final episode, you think to yourself, you know where it's going to go, right? He's going to get framed, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last long in that final episode. And before you know it, you've got this weird over-the-top chase in the middle of the street. And that's the most unbelievable bit out there.
I feel like it gets away with it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
You forgive it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Because it's so good in every other way. That's a little bit over the top. You're right. But they needed to finish on a big thing, didn't they?
Yeah. Line of Duty, anyway. Check it out.
Really seriously, watch that. It's great.
And you have to watch it from the first series. There's so many name drops and stuff like that. Maybe even get together as a family and get a database going. Not the kids, though. It's not really appropriate for them.
No. Is it you referencing my time of doing a Lost database?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yes, brilliant. That's exactly right. What that is.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah. I still don't like the bit where that police officer gets pushed out that window. I still don't like that.
It's worse than watching the leg break at the Olympics. How was your coffee tonight?
Fine.
Do you want to name check who that was from?
Pret.
Let's give it a customer review, because people do this online and get loads of viewers. We could do this on the radio and get loads of listeners. So it's a product review, Ben.
Oh.
Product review. So what are we reviewing this week, Ben?
Pret.
Right. What did you get from Pret?
I got an organic, as they called it. Surely all coffee beans are organic.
That's a good question. We just have to think about that. What does organic mean exactly?
Grown in a natural way.
Yeah, I think organic these days, it's like one of these business words, isn't it? It doesn't really mean what it actually says anymore.
Well, I'm pretty sure out of all the coffee chains, all of them claim to be all free trade organic coffee beans. I think that's a given nowadays. It's like free range eggs. Yeah. I just think it's one of those things that take for granted. So I got a cappuccino, Mav.
How was it?
It was all right.
Let's rate it in a few different ways. Okay. Out of 10. Temperature? Not in terms of how hot was it, but how happy were you with the temperature?
It was hot, like you have a sip and there's no taste.
Too hot, then?
Too hot.
So out of 10, you're going to rate that?
Well, if it's too hot, 14.
14, right. Okay, it's a complex scoring system. Flavour, Ben. Let's talk about flavour.
Well, it was too hot, Marv, so I couldn't taste the flavour.
Right, so I mean, if the rating works in the 0 is the greatest flavour and 10 is the worst flavour, Ben, then how would you score that?
Well, I can't score it, Marv. There was no flavour.
So, therefore, an 11?
Well, it's a 5, isn't it? Because it's just...
So it's just dead middle?
It's not good. Right. It's not bad. I don't know what it is.
And how do you feel after it? What's the impact?
I was annoyed there was no chocolate sprinkles.
Marshmallows?
In a cappuccino?
I don't drink cappuccino. I don't know what you put in it. You could put a carrot stick in it, as far as I know. Ben wouldn't know a bloody difference.
Don't put a carrot stick in it, Mav.
Why not?
Because it's a coffee, not a bloody pot of hummus. And it's now time for a little segment of the Shindig, which some of us like to call the Shindig Community Guide. Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome, FCers, from across the world. Well. This is the FCM Radio Shindig Community Guide. I'm Ben, he's Marv.
Hello.
And over the course of the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be bringing you all the latest community events which are taking place across this sexy conurbation of ours.
Hello!
From Saddleworth to Altrincham, from Bolton to Stockport, from Wigan to somewhere just to the east of Tameside.
Widnes!
That's further west.
Hello!
Yes, all those community events for Greater Manchester are coming up over the next 10 minutes or so, including events on the East Lancs Railway.
Hello!
In Didsbury. And, of course, somewhere in Salford. You can get in touch with us with your community events, and why wouldn't you want to publicise your community events on the show, at station@fcumradio.co.uk, or, of course, on Twitter, @FCUMRadio. We've also got a special guest coming up on this week's show. He is from Newcastle, or there or thereabouts, and he's probably going to be so offensive to people north of Manchester that I would turn off, or at least get your email box open, compose email, subject matter, Shindig complaint. Get it ready, because you're probably going to need it.
Hello!
This is the Shindig Community Guide with Ben and Marv here on FCUM Radio. That's radio for FC United of Manchester with me, Ben, and him, Marv.
Hello! Community
Guide! So, welcome everyone to this section of the show.
Hello.
The Community Guide.
Yeah, here we are doing now, community news for you, the good people at home, the good, good people. And you know what's good about this, people?
We don't have to rush this week.
Now,
we're going to take half an hour of the Community Guide news.
Now, Marv.
Yeah.
When it comes to which event your Geordie friend wants to present, which one do you want for him?
Let's have a look at this.
Because I was thinking of the Tots one at Disby Library. I thought that would be funny.
Aye.
Okay, good. Right, so we're going to start off with this event anyway. Oh, it's... Yeah, good.
Oh! Yeah. Choo-choo, everybody. Choo-choo. Why don't you jump onto Thomas the Tank Engine and come down to Rumsbottom and Summer Seat. I don't know what that voice is. When's it happening? Multiple dates. Where? Multiple railway stations. Book now. Popularity, brackets, super hot. Event details. What is this, Ben? What is this? Who labels their own event with the popularity super hot? Is there a level above super hot? White hot?
Scalding.
Scalding. Scalding, balding. Is there a point above that? I mean, super hot might be quite low on the scale considering. It
could
sounds
be.
Pretty
yeah.
good. Maybe the lowest point is medium heat. And then you jump straight up to super hot. Then you've got scalding. Then you've got death. Maybe that's where we're headed with this. Anyway. Does chugging through choo-choo, lush valleys and pretty villages, stopping at some of the finest drinking establishments en route to sample a pint of local... That's a long sentence. Let me just approach this again. Does chugging through lush valleys and pretty villages, stopping at some of the finest drinking establishments en route to sample a pint of locally brewed ale, sound like the ideal way to spend a day?
Question mark.
Thank you. Then embark on a real rail ale trail. There's no real there. I got that wrong. Embark on a rail ale trail. It's actually quite easy to say when you realise. It's because the words rail and ale are spelt differently, obviously. So it makes your eye go a little bit, wait, one of those words can't spell the same as the other. This is like through and through. One of them must surely sound like thruff. Anyway, they embark on the rail ale trail and explore the fascinating history, heritage and hops that that area is home to.
So that's the real ale trail.
No, it's the rail ale trail.
Rail, real ale trail.
No, there's no real
on
there.
The East Lancs Railway.
For all we know, this is a sham.
Head to Bury Bolton Street Railway Station and just head north.
Just keep going north.
Just keep going north on the steam train. It's lovely.
When you've hit Keswick, you've gone too far.
I have to just mention something about the East Lancs Railway, Marv. Mm-hmm. I don't like going to the East Lancs Railway on diesel day. I feel like I've been shortchanged. I'm all for, you know, trains and preservation and all that.
Yeah.
But I think, wasn't the whole point of a steam railway about steam locomotives and making sure that they're preserved, not the horrible diesel engines that replaced them in the first place?
You know what you're going to have soon enough, Ben? You'll have
complaints.
One of those Virgin bendy trains. That's what you'll have, those dippy ones.
What? On the East Lancs Railway?
On the rail L trail. Yeah. Really slowly dipping. So everyone's just sat like that.
Just tilted.
Yeah, good. Just going at 10 miles an hour. This is slow and awkward to drink my pint from.
But Ramsbottom and Rottenstall and Somerset, they're lovely places. They are lovely places. Anyway, Mav, it's now time to go get your Geordie friend.
Okay.
And just to let you know,
yeah?
People north of York, I find quite intimidating generally.
Okay.
So
fair enough. He's quite nice.
What's his name?
Geordie Joe.
Geordie Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
What's Joe's short for?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go get him then.
Okay, I'm off.
Hey, mate. How are you? You
how
all right?
How are you?
What? What does that mean?
How are you?
Oh, good. So, has Marv filled you in on what's going on?
Hi.
So, you're here to just read some community event.
Hi.
We found... we think it's the best one because it's just a short news item.
Right.
Okay. Now, what I tend to do is play some over-the-top comical music underneath it just to make it a bit more palatable for the listener.
You're going to make me look like an idiot.
I'm going to put some music under it, yes.
You're going to make me look like an idiot.
No, not an idiot, no. Definitely not. Okay. So, I'm just going to play this, right? And the music's going to help you set your tone, basically, to the way you present this.
I read.
All right.
Is that okay, Joe? Are you good to go? That is, you don't mind me calling you Joe, not Joseph?
Right.
Okay.
It's me, lady. French tiny tots. Toddler tiny. It's Joe's session.
Sorry.
Lutzington.
What?
Hey.
I'm struggling. Sorry.
I'll read.
I'm just struggling a bit. Do you want me...
Should I do it again?
Do you want me to translate?
Aye.
Okay. Go on then. I won't put the music on because I don't feel it's...
Put the music on. Harry.
Hello.
Did we like...
No, he's not working. Joe? Thanks.
I'll read it below me. If I die, I die, I die, I die. They be lobby, did not do, will no wrong, did bring, and 22 the end.
I was really trying to avoid doing a stupid voice, but thought I'd just try and nail normal Geordie, but turns out I don't know what that is anymore because it's been so long since I've been home. Anyway, there's a story and song session for tots in French leak. Come along, whether you're a French speaker, or whether...
Marv, what?
Sorry.
Or whether you would like to want to hear and join in with a story and rhyme time, all in Francis, like... You ever heard of Geordie speak French, Ben? Bonjour!
So,
bonjour.
It transpires that Disbre is proper posh, and really in a weird way.
Right?
French tiny tots and toddler time, story and song session for tots... In French. Come along, whether you are a French speaker or would like your little one to hear that. And join in with this story and rhyme time, all in French.
Every Tuesday, term time only, no need to book, just turn up. That could be madness, Ben.
Term time only.
What if all the kids in Christendom turn
summer,
up?
It's the summer holidays.
Oh, well, that's just a fake advert, isn't it? You've been drawn in by that.
I've been
speaking of being drawn in, I mean, you came around earlier and I said, hey, Ben, I've got a new comedy character called Geordie Joe. And you called me out and you said, all right, let's do that then, Marv. And I hadn't prepared, Ben, I'll be honest. I think that's come apparently very clear. It was a funny name that jumped in my head earlier. And that's
show me Mankey
this is
Ann.
What happens. Oh, do you remember Mankey Ann? Yeah. I'll be Mankey Ann, sure.
Don't do Mankey Ann. No.
It's basically Salford Ian, but with...
So that is the end of the Shindig Community Guide for another week.
Finally!
But it's still enough time to present to you one last final event that is taking place across Greater Manchester. And this one is taking place in my beloved Salford, Marv. So off you go.
I'm thrilled to say, Ben, that we've managed to secure Jack White from the White Stripes to read out this piece of community news. Jack, are you there?
It's a wonderful exhibition in Peel Park. One of the most city's most photographed and iconic public parks. The exhibition includes information on how the park is being redeveloped for the 21st century. I might go there and feed some birds, but not with bread. You're not supposed to use bread, but for the birds. I'm just practicing in the background. It's happening on Saturday, the 16th of July. Saturday, the 10th of September, and it's completely free.
Thanks, Jack. It's happening at Salford Museum and Art Gallery, Peel Park Crescent, Salford, M5, 4WU. That's a confusing postcode, Jack. What do you think about that?
It's not confusing. It's like my relationship with my guitar. I like it, but sometimes I realise what I'm doing and think to myself, Marv, you could have been so many things. You could have been a concert professional trumpet player. You could have gone to space. You could have just grown up at some point in your life, but you didn't, did you?
Thank you, Jack. Now go back to your bedroom. That has been the Shindig Community
Thanks, Jack.
Guide here on FCU.
Honestly,
Radio.
That's like something weird just channeling through me whenever we do that.
Radio for FC United Mansion. Wherever you're going this weekend to support your local community, make sure that you have fun.
Have fun.
You take care.
Whatever.
And you stay Steph.
Hiya, Steph.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye, Marv.
Bye, then. Goodbye, Ben.
I'll tell you what.
What's that?
Did you hear my chord thing for
Pretty
Seven
solid,
Nation
mate.
Armor?
Pretty solid.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
You got tears all over your eyes.
I was laughing.
Well.
I was laughing all the way through that.
Oh, God. I thought that was pretty bad, I'll be honest. right. What time is it?
51. So we've got time for the media.
You're listening to FC UM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Shindig Breakfast Show with me, Marv, and him, Ben, and we are moving towards the last part of the programme, so it's only appropriate that we get talking about what's been happening in the media this week, Ben, and I'd like to kick off, if I can, no, it's controversial at the moment,
Robot Wars. Yes.
Now, Ben, let me ask you this. You're building a robot for a competition in Robot Wars,
yes.
Right? You've entered the competition, you've thought about this in advance, and you've got time to prepare your robot, Ben. What are you going to build out of? I mean, just to be clear, Ben, there's going to be some axes used, probably some flamethrowers, some spinning discs, some things that flip you over, stuff that sets you on fire.
What's that terrible stuff? You know when you're a kid and your mum said, right, we're going to need to get you a new wardrobe, and you went off thinking to yourself, I'm going to get a big, grand old wardrobe. And you went to Argos. Oh, Index, as it, you know.
Index?
Do you remember
Good
Index?
Grief.
You went to Index and
Good
you got
Lord.
The lamest, wobbliest wardrobe ever.
Yeah.
And it was made out of this flimsy bit of wood. It wasn't even wood. It was like little tiny shavings all glued together. That, Marv, is what I think should be. Because the robots...
Ben, are you sure about this? Because this, I don't know. Because the other robots are probably going to be made out of some kind of metal. So they're probably going to...
I've not told you what my idea for the robot is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carry on.
So you put your robot surrounded with this horrible cheap wood.
Yeah.
And that then puts all the other robots in a false sense of security.
Right.
And inside that
robot
is, technically... a big giant gas canister,
right,
which will go off at any point when an axe hits it directly.
Right.
It's essentially mutual assured destruction, essentially.
Yeah, you're just killing potentially everyone in the arena.
No, this bulletproof glass, they'll be fine.
My point, Ben, is who goes on Robot Wars with a robot made out of wood?
Students.
That had no respect for the Robot Wars process. And I felt like they should have been kicked out of the competition. Because they said something like, we just started building this 6 weeks ago. Well, you shouldn't have done. You should have started months ago. Years ago, potentially. Look at Thor the week before. He's been doing Robot Wars for 15 years. He has a right to be there. I don't want to see this lot of jokers. They were embarrassment, Ben, to students everywhere.
They got slagged off, though, by Jonathan Pierce quite successfully, I thought.
Quite successfully, yes. Well done, Jonathan. But another good episode of Robot Wars. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The thing that makes me laugh every time now I'm watching it is Dara O'Brien at the start says he's introducing it and all that, and he's talking about the arena. He says, the house robots, the flipper, we've got the pit and fire. And it's just funny because they've not got, it's like the flipper, the pit and fire. It's just a bit rubbish.
Now, because my son loves Robot Wars and there's only three episodes out currently in the iPlayer.
Mm. You've watched them how many times?
There was one day where we watched 4 hours worth. And that was when there was only two episodes out.
Good grief.
Okay? So I've had to go back to YouTube to get the old series.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, right?
It's great, right?
I don't know why they cancelled it. Because it is absolute... I think they're right in what they've done with the arena floor now. The arena floor now is clean. You can see what's happening.
Yeah.
The old robot was, it was absolute carnage, Marv. Right, there was a referee robot. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember the countdown. Robot, yeah.
When something fell in the pit, a big cloud of smoke came up.
Yeah,
there was a robot called Granny's Revenge, right? Which was basically a granny dummy.
Yeah, I remember this.
In a kind of wheelchair thing.
Yeah.
Moving around with an axe in her hand.
Yeah.
Going like this. The axe was useless because it was coming down too high.
Made of wood.
Right. So, and this is the days where there was a house robot with a flamethrower on it.
Oh,
so what essentially
Sergeant
happened was,
Bash.
What essentially happened, Marv, was this flamethrower just set fire to this old lady's clothes. Wasn't a real old lady, should say, right? And
oh yeah, that's worth pointing out.
And the whole thing was just on fire.
Yeah.
In the middle of this arena, it's like it's a life size granny on fire, right? In the middle of this arena, there's smoke bombs going off. There's this referee. There's four house robots. There's four main robots just plowing around. The pit's there with a smoke thing, and then all of a sudden, Sir Killalot moves the granny thing into the middle of the arena, where above there's a cooker.
Cooker,
an actual metal cooker suspended above the arena, and they're all that going, what they got that cooker, and it drops straight on the top of the robot.
Now, I think this is probably
a bit busy,
it went too far, didn't it?
Yes, that's a bit busy
because didn't they also introduce in the later series like rounds with competitions, like trying to eke in and out of a course and going up and down a thing. And
I don't think they ever did that, did they?
I feel like they did really late on, and it just started getting overcomplicated. And just what they've done really well this is just brought it back to flipper, fire, pit, lots of fighting. Go for it, everyone. And you're right, it does look really clean. It's good.
It is good, because you can see what's going on, and the robots are all good. And
it's perfect for super slow-mo television.
Absolutely.
They've wasted that on The Cube for years.
One thing which, we'll move on now, because Robot Wars every Sunday, 8 o'clock, watch it, get it in the airplane, it's good stuff.
Watch it.
Now, the best thing about the Olympics, which we've not mentioned yet, was an incident which took place, and it was about 2 in the morning on Friday, right? So it was late on. Mm. And was it Friday or was it when I came back late from somewhere?
Wasn't Friday the opening?
It might have been Saturday, but it was late on, right? And I'm there watching Ben, what's his name? The young guy.
Which sport are we talking about?
No, the main presenter, Ben.
Oh.
You know the one. Ginger one. Ben.
Is it Ben?
I don't think it is Ben. Is
Dan
it?
Walker?
Dan Walker, right? So Dan Walker is there on Coco Cabana Beach. It's 2 in the morning. It's pitch black outside. And he's there saying, I'm getting tweets here from Dave in Stoke who says, when is the beach volleyball going to be coming on? I can't wait. And this was going on for about an hour, right? He's building up to it. He says, don't worry, we're going to go to the beach volleyball very shortly, right? And it gets to 2 in the morning. He's been leading him on. And then he says, so, Dave, in Stoke, right? Beach volleyball time for you. But I don't think it's technically what you're after. And I'm like, going, please be the men. Please be the men. Please be the men. Guess what, Marv?
Men.
It was the men.
Get in.
He trolled him good.
Get in.
He deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I was like, going, the BBC producers have a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Well done.
They've now got a collection of hosts they can trust to have a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The X-Files season 11, Fox...
Good God.
Fox execs address comeback criticism and the show's future and say they've said we would love to do another series. I thought series 10 was a bit patchy.
I'd love to do another series of Bangos the Marv, you know, but some things just aren't meant to be.
I think it was a bit patchy. There was about 3 good episodes in it. The rest of it was all a mess.
It was patchy. There was one really big patch and another tiny patch.
The Simpsons is going for broke and it's going to do its longest ever episode. And it's going to be, The Simpsons will soothe your presidential election paranoia this autumn with a pair of very special episodes.
Who shot Mr. Burns?
No, that's not... Everyone knew it was Maggie. Everyone knew.
Ben! There's still people that don't know that!
Sorry! This will be the...
God.
The Simpsons are approaching their 600th episode, Marv. This will be the 600th... Too long, isn't it?
No, I think that I still give them respect. I don't watch it anymore, but I think fair play to them.
Last week we mentioned the iPlayer vans going around saying, have you paid for your license? The BBC's basically said the latest reports that they're going to be snooping around people's internet usage isn't going to be happening.
Right.
That's not happening, because technically that's against the law.
What happens to the people in the vans, Ben? Are they just left out there? Never communicated with again?
There will be new laws brought in on September the 1st. Apparently, this is according to the Telegraph, that the BBC will deploy Wi-Fi detection vans to identify anyone watching their programmes online without a licence. Mm. However, the BBC has said they've denied it and they won't be capturing such information from private networks.
I'd like to see...
Basically,
huge
the TV license
still on top of vans.
The TV license is basically based on trust. If you want a good public service broadcaster, then pay for it.
Yeah,
and don't allow Sky to get away with it.
No, but unfortunately, people then don't work that way.
Speaking of Sky, Marv, Rachel Ryler has joined Sky Sports presenting team for next season. For this season,
really?
Yes.
I didn't know she was a sports fan at all.
She's a United fan.
Is she?
Big United fan. I think she's from Southend. Right, Cold Feet comes back.
I imagine that's welcomed a fair bit of, oh, she's really fit, she can be on TV, as opposed to any kind of comment about what she knows about sport.
Well, I know somebody, Marv, who is quite attracted to Jess Stelling and always has been. So.
Jess Stelling?
Jeff Stelling.
His sister?
Yes, Jesse Stelling. No, Jeff Stelling.
Who?
I'm not saying who it is.
Is it actually someone? Are you just joking?
No, I know someone who actually fancies Jeff Stelling.
Is it? What is it about him?
I don't know, I've never gone into it.
I just know that
person fancies Jeff Stelling.
Are you talking about me?
No.
Because I respect Jeff Stelling.
I respect Jeff Stelling. I think he's excellent.
But I don't fancy him, Ben.
No.
I think Jeff Stelling's, you know, our modern day Ray Stubbs.
Yeah.
Cold Feet, Marv, is coming back. And there's a slight problem with the continuity of Cold Feet for the new series.
James Nesbitt's lost one foot.
James Nesbitt has grown hair. He's had a hair transplant since the original series of Cold Feet.
Has he?
What do you mean, has he? Have you seen his hair?
No, I've not seen him in a long
time.
It's
amazing.
Oh, right.
Thick as...
Is it?
Yeah.
Like a perm?
Yeah, so apparently they're going to storyline that in, that he's had a hair transplant, apparently.
They'll do with that in the opening couple of lines.
Yes.
All right, Jim. What's with the hair? Had a transplant. Okay.
Now... we mentioned last week that Ed Balls might be appearing on Strictly. This is the last one, yes. And it's true, Ed Balls is appearing on Strictly, as is Will Young, as is Laura Whitmore.
Laura Whitmore, where do I know that name?
She's the Irish presenter who does the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here spin-off on ITV. Blonde,
oh, yeah.
Blonde
yeah,
and Irish.
Yeah, I remember, that yeah. One, yes. What are they doing? Sorry, they're doing Strictly, you said?
Yes.
Right. Cheryl?
Not mentioned Cheryl yet.
I was listening back to our show last week, Ben. You were saying, I don't know whether it's Cheryl Cole or Cheryl Tweedy. I think it's Fernandez, isn't it?
It is Fernandez.
Yeah, I thought yeah. that. Thought
I thought that after. Yeah, I did the same.
We all had a thought to think yeah. about it, Ben. Yeah, we all had a think about it.
Well, that is the end of the Shindig Breakfast Show. Will the boys return next week?
Yes.
There's no football on after us. Instead, we've got reggae, funk and bass beats with the... very sensual, Roy Slinger.
But tune in to Match of the Day later on to watch Middlesbrough's triumphant return to the Premier League. We get beaten 6-0 at home to Stoke.
Did you get promoted?
Yeah, of course we did.
Did you?
Yeah. Scraped in, Ben. Scraped in. But, you know, you've got to be in it to win it. And we are 1,000-1 to win the league. Same as Leicester were at the start of last season.
You put a bet on?
Huh?
You put a bet on?
That'd be ridiculous. We're not even going to win the first game.
Now, obviously, there's no football. We recorded this on Thursday, so we don't know what happened against Stockport County on Friday night. But what we can say, coming up on Tuesday night, well, it's Stockport County's game of the season. This is game of the season for the other club. Salford City against FC United at Manchester, Marv. Live from Moor Lane.
Good grief, that's a game.
At time of recording, we've not got press passes, but they were quite annoyed with us last season for not covering the playoff final for them. They went, is FC not doing it? Like, no, they're covering their own bloody football club.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I quite like that. I thought it was quite a compliment.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's happening on Tuesday night, Salford City at Moor Lane. And then on Saturday, we're back at Broadhurst Park for Worcester City.
How's the football going so far?
It's all right. I'll be commentating. I will have been commentating against Stockport County.
Yeah.
So... I look forward to it. I'm slightly
it's
nervous.
Not really what I asked, is it?
I'm slightly nervous about
I
that.
Love, every time I ask you a question, you turn it into about yourself. You're such an egotist.
Speaking of
which, how's the football going? I'm doing pretty well with the commentary, thank you very much. What? I didn't ask you that. Speaking of which, what?
Red Rebel Radio is coming back as well. It's,
how was the debut?
It's good.
Yeah?
Good, yeah. The second show is on Friday, just gone. But that will be available this afternoon as well. We're repeating it. So we can see how right Swampy was with his predictions.
Lovely.
Yes.
And if the system crashes at any point in the future, it's now Steve Buick's fault. Thank you, Steve. Good luck, mate. All the best. You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show. Breakfast show for FC United. Oh, I really thought you were going to see your way through. Oh, unlucky, mate. Really unlucky. Right, you've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you next week. Hang on. Where was Pete's email? We didn't get to the bottom of that.
Oh, Cheryl complained that Pete shouldn't have emailed us. Therefore, Pete this week's probably in the doghouse. Despite the fact that we denied he emailed us. And in fact, I edited out...
This is pretty much a paradox.
I edited out Cheryl's email on last week's podcast.
I noticed.
So Pete didn't hear back the email from Cheryl.
Maybe, right? What happened is he listened to that last week, heard for the first time in 2 months we didn't speak about him, and he's gone, oh, I'm not going to email him then.
But Cheryl emailed us.
Right?
Pete didn't email us.
Yeah, but Cheryl didn't hear their email.
No, we did read out the email.
Cheryl's email?
Yeah.
Not in the podcast?
No, but she listened to the...
See? We don't know. We don't have enough information to make a decision.
So if I leave this into the podcast for next week...
Yeah.
They might go, oh, they did read it, in which case they'll respond.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless...
Ben, if we don't have an email from either Cheryl or Pete next week, I'm pretty much going to have to quit radio, because who knows what...
Don't quit radio. We've got a whole 10 months of this yet.
Yeah, that's true. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show. Goodbye, everybody!